number of dead rising. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Officials in Texas say 51 migrants have died in a case of suspected human smuggling. The bodies found inside an 18-wheeler in San Antonio.
Teenagers among the victims. 11 still fighting for their lives after being trapped in an abandoned tractor trailer in triple-digit temperatures, without water, without air conditioning. At least 3 people have been arrested. President Biden issuing a statement saying, "My administration will continue to do everything possible to stop human smugglers and traffickers from taking advantage of people who are seeking to enter the United States between ports of entry." But Texas Governor Greg Abbott directly blames the administration, tweeting, "These deaths are on Biden. They are a result of his deadly open border policies. They show the deadly consequences of his refusal to enforce the law."
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. She was afraid. Cassidy Hutchinson, a top aide to former President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, testified before the House January 6th panel this afternoon, telling the panel how Trump wanted to go to the Capitol on the day of the riot.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
Hutchinson said, as an American, she was disgusted and felt the actions by the rioters were unpatriotic and un-American. Turkey has agreed to lift its opposition to Sweden and Finland joining NATO. Russia's invasion of Ukraine prompted the two countries to abandon their long-held non-aligned status, but Turkish President Erdogan had blocked it. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The accused New York City duck sauce killer has been released on bail while he awaits trial.
Glenn Hirsch of Queens, New York, is out from behind bars after posting $500,000 bail. Police arrested Hirsch earlier this month, accused of murdering a delivery worker back in April. After a long-running feud that started in November when Hirsch allegedly became enraged over a lack of duck sauce in his order from the Great Wall Chinese restaurant. Over the next few months, he allegedly damaged an employee's car, made threats, and pulled a gun on workers. When police searched his home for weapons, they found a stash of duck sauce in the fridge. Hirsch's lawyers claim police arrested the wrong guy. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The leader of Scotland once again making a try for independence. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has told lawmakers she plans to hold a new referendum on Scottish independence in the fall of 2023, despite Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying it wasn't the right time for such a vote. Scottish voters rejected independence in a referendum in 2014. Some July 4th traditions will not take place this year in some spots in the West.
Phoenix throws cold water on its 3 major Independence Day displays since it could not get its hands on professional-grade fireworks. Several other cities around Phoenix will light up their shows, but Flagstaff switching from fireworks to lasers due to wildfire concerns. The popular Northern San Joaquin Valley fireworks show canceled over drought concerns. Lompoc on California's Central Coast and Castle Rock in Colorado also passing on their pyrotechnic displays over worries about wildfires. Despite the most destructive wildfire season in New Mexico in modern history, Albuquerque and Santa Fe are going ahead with their shows. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wall Street stock slide as inflation worries persist. The Dow minus 491, the Nasdaq off 343 or 3%. The S&P lost 78 or 2%. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.